نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Now we are at Surah Al-Fatih. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما. صدق الله العظيم. The second Madani surah of this group is Surah Al-Fath. The first was Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Surah Al-Qital. Now the timings of their revelation are very important. Surah Al-Qital or Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed when the armed conflict phase was going to start. It was the beginning of the Qital fi sabilillah. And the Surah Fatah was revealed in the 6th year after Hijrah, when we may say that a 4 years war had come to some end, meaning thereby that the Kufr had understood that now they are no match for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore they had to, and they were forced to, make a treaty with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared as a clear victory, Sulh Hudaybiyah. Now the historical background is that Ghazwatul Ahzab, it took place in the 5th year after Hijrah. And after that battle of Ahzab, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said to the Muslims that this was the last time that the Quraysh could dare to come and attack us. Now they will not be able to take this initiative. Now the initiative will be from our side. لَنْ يَغْزُوكُمْ قُرَيْشْ بَعْدَ عَامِكُمْ هَذَا وَلَكِمْ لَكُمْ تَغْزُونَهُمْ. Quraysh are not going to invade you, attack you after this year of yours. Now we shall take the initiative. So after that, he saw a dream, a vision. And the dream and vision of a prophet is also wahi, but wahi khafi. That is, not loud wahi, not jali wahi, but silent wahi, inspiration. To wahi a jali we call revelation, because it is verbal. The whole message comes with the wording given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. But inspiration is the English word for wahi khafi. Some idea comes to the mind or heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he expresses it with his own words. The words are not divine. The words are from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called wahi khafi. You may call them the silent wahi. So he saw it, you know, dream that he and the Muslims, they were performing Umrah. So he declared, as I told you, wahi of a prophet is also this khab, this vision and dream of a prophet. It was wahi. So much so that Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. was ready to sacrifice his son, the only son. Till that time he was the only son. His heart came later, alayhi salatu wasalam. Only the basis of the mission. So now, the Prophet sent a call to all people that I am going to Umrah, perform Umrah. Now whosoever can come should go with me. About 1400 people accompanied him. According to certain traditions, the number was 1800. Somewhere between 14 and 1800. When they reached there and the news came to the Quraysh of Makkah, they were very furious. we are never going to let Muhammad and his companions make Umrah here. So the position came very tense. And there was some negotiation going on. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent. But he was detained there due to some reasons. And then the rumor spread that he was killed, sallallahu radiallahu anhu. On that, the Prophet took the bayah from the Muslims who were present there. This is called bayah to Islam, because it is mentioned in the surah, radiallahu anil mu'mineen, is yubayyawunaka tahta shajara. So bayah to Islam. It is called also bayah al-maut. The bayah was that we shall not go back from here, though every one of us is killed here. Bayah al-maut. But when these news reached Makkah, now they were perturbed. The resolution, you know, determination on the part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mu'mineen, the believers. So then some negotiations started. And a treaty was concluded, which is called the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. It was in a way degrading to the Muslims. Because the first condition was that this year you have to go back without performing Umrah. But the next year you can come. We shall vacate the Quraysh of Makkah said, we shall vacate Makkah for 3 days for you. We shall go to the mountains. You will perform the rites of Umrah at peace. But this year you have to go back. And then it was a treaty for 10 years that there should be peace between us. No fight, no battle. And whosoever of the tribes of that area wanted, they could become party to the Quraysh. Whosoever wanted, they could become the partners of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this way, another thing which was degrading for Muslims was that if a Muslim escapes, for example, a Muslim in Makkah, he has come to believe, and his parents, they have tied him in chains. Somehow, he breaks the chains and he comes to Medina, but Muslims will have to send him back. But if someone comes from Medina to Makkah, we will not be forced or obliged to send him back. So two things were there which were unequal. So the Muslims as a whole, they were not happy at this treaty. Why are we making this treaty as the weaker party? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us strength. We can fight them. Why should we bow down? But the Prophet said, I am doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to do. When this treaty was concluded, then these ayat were revealed. And the immediate result of this treaty was that when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fully secure from the southern side, from Makkah side, then he invaded Khaybar, which was to the north of Medina, conquered Khaybar. And it brought a lot of, you know, booty and wealth to the Muslims, so that the Muslims became well-to-do, all of them. So this was the first result, that is the conquest of Khaybar. The second result was that when there was peace, the missionary dawah activity, it increased and intensified. The Prophet intensified his dawah and missionary activity. And secondly, because, you know, the tribes of the Arabia, they saw that Quraysh had to make a treaty with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does it mean? It means they have recognized Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when you conclude a treaty with some party, you recognize him. So it means that now they feel that Muhammad is a power to reckon with. So now there was a wave, people accepting Islam. So this was the second fruit of this treaty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna fatahna laka fatah mubina. We have granted you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very clear and manifest victory. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should compensate for you any of your shortcomings, whether previous or later. I am translating dhamb. It's not sin. This word we can't use for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shortcomings. وَيَتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ And he, so that he now completes and perfects his blessing over you. وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا And guides you to the straight way. And I understand with this, that now guides your struggle to establish the deen of Allah in a very straight line. Now, the road is open. وَيَنْتُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَسْلًا عَزِيرًا And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you with a mighty help. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It is He who sent down the calm in the hearts of the believers. Because they were not happy, but still, because the Prophet was doing it, they took it. That was a discipline. And this was due to the calm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down in their hearts. لِيَجْتَادُوا إِبَادًا مَعَ إِمَانِهِمْ So that they should have more faith in addition to the faith that they already had. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ To Allah belong the armies and hosts of the heavens and the earth. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا And verily Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ So that he should admit the believer men and the believing women gardens underneath which rivers will be flowing. وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ And acquit them of their evil deeds. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very big triumph. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chastises the hypocrite men and women, وَالْمُشْرِقِينَ وَالْمُشْرِقَاتِ And those men and women who associate with Allah false gods. أَغْوَانِينَ بِاللَّهِ ذَنَّ الصَّوْ Who think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala evil thoughts. عَلَيْهِمْ دَائِرَةُ الصَّوْ Against them shall be the evil turn of misfortune. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ And Allah will be angry upon them. وَلَعْنَهُمْ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ And He will curse them and He will prepare for them the hell وَسَعَتْ مَسِيرًا And it's a very evil destination. Actually, the munafiqeen at that time, they thought that it's a big blunder that Muhammad is committing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They withheld. They did not go with Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only the mu'minin and sadiqeen went. The munafiqeen thought, he's going. Where is he going? He wants to meet Quraysh and also at Makkah. So they will never be able to return. This is given. In further in the ayat, you'll find this. They thought they will all be finished. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslims who are going, you know, they will all be finished by Quraysh. So that was within their hearts. وَلِلَّهِ جَنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ To Allah belong all the hosts and armies of the heavens and the earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا And Allah is ever mighty, wise. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا We have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness and bearer of the glad tidings and a warner. لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ So that you, O believers, have real faith in Allah and His messenger. وَتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ And you help the messenger and honor him. وَتُصَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا And you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mornings as well as the evenings. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايَعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايَعُونَ اللَّهِ Verily, those who are pledging themselves to you, actually they are pledging themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the bay'ah. What is bay'ah? The root is bay'ah. Bay'ah means to sell. Bay'ah to sell. So actually, iman, when a person says, I accept Allah, as my Lord. It is as if he has sold himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the price he will get in the hereafter, and that is Jannah. Now this, whatever he has, his life and his belongings, are a trust with him. He has already sold them. So whenever, whosoever has purchased, he can demand, report, give me. But who will demand on behalf of Allah? It was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the bear was, the sale was between the Mumin and Allah. But on behalf of Allah, it was the position of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to demand them to come and expend their life and their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this was the bayah. A person, you know, had to put his hand over the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pledge himself. But Allah here says that actual bayah he is doing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because bayah is between the believer and Allah. So this is what is said here. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ وَيْلِي. Those who are pledging themselves, giving their bayah to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَيْلِي. They are pledging themselves and selling themselves to Allah. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I call this a tripartite agreement. There are three parties. Hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this comes the hand of the believer, Mumin, who is pledging himself. Allah says there is another hand, third hand of Allah, above it. But it is invisible. Yadullahi fawqa aydihim. The hand of Allah is there, over their hands. Faman nakasa. Now whosoever breaks this pledge, فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُسُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. So he will break it to his own loss. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ. And whosoever fulfills whatever he has made covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, فَسَيُوتِهِ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمًا. To him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a very mighty reward. سَيَقُولُ لَكَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ. Now this second section, that is referring to when the Prophet came back and he was going back to Medina after concluding the treaty. Now those munafiqeen, they were thinking that he will never be able to come back. It's finished. The whole game is finished. And here Muhammad is coming sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a way victorious, because the Quraysh had acknowledged him, recognized him, that he's a power to reckon with. فَيَقُولُ لَكَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ. Now when you return to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the desert Arabs who were left behind, who didn't join you, they will say, O Prophet, شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَهْلُونَا. Our possessions and our families kept us occupied. That is why we couldn't go with you. فَسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. So ask Allah's forgiveness for us. يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. They are saying with their tongues, مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. But it's not there in their hearts. قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Ask them, who can avail anything against Allah if he intends to do you any harm in arada bikum dharran. If somebody says, okay, my wife was really sick, I could go with you. But could you cure your wife? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed death for your wife, or could not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her the health without you? It's a matter of conviction. فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ ضَرًّا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided something evil for you, so who has the authority to stop him? أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ نَفْعًا. If he has decided for you something good, so who can stop him? بَلْ كَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. But you were doing, Allah was very much aware of it. بَلْ ذَنَنْتُمْ. Now this is what was there in heart, in this next ayah. بَلْ ذَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ أَبَدًا. Actually you thought that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers would never return alive to their families. They are doomed. The game is finished. وَزُيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And this idea was made beautiful in your hearts. Vajanantum dhanna sau. And you had guests, an evil guest. Vakuntum kaman bura. And definitely, you are a people ruined. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِلَّا عَتَدَّى لِلْكَافِرِينَ السَّعِيدًا. Whosoever doesn't believe in Allah and His Messenger, so we have, for such disbelievers, we have prepared a blazing fire. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom and sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He will forgive whomsoever He wills and chastise whomsoever He wills. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And verily Allah is Ghafoor and Rahim, forgiving and merciful. سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم. Now when the Prophet decided to launch an attack on Khaybar, now these munafiqeen also said that we should go with him. You see, it seems that the tides have turned and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will conquer Khaybar. And then there will be lot of ghanima, lot of booty. So we also want to go with you to Khaybar. سَيَقُولَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ. Very soon those who were left behind during the Sulh Hudaybiyah, they didn't go there for Umrah. When you set forth to take spoils, this is referring to the expedition of Khaybar. لِتَأْخُذُوهَا ذَرُونَا نَتَّبِعْكُمْ. Allow us, permit us to go with you. كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. قُلْ لَنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ. يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُبَدَّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. They want to change the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَنْ تَتَّبِعُونَ. كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah has already said that you will not go with us. فَتَيَقُولُونَ بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. They will say you are jealous of us. بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَفْقَهُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. But the reality is that they understand not but a little. They wanted to go to Khaybar, but it was declared that only those will accompany the Messenger of Allah towards Khaybar who had gone with the intention of Umrah to Makkah. No else, nobody else will be able to accompany him. قُلْ لِلْمُخَلَّفِينَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ. O Prophet, said to these people who were left behind from among the desert dwellers, سَتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. Very soon you will be called to fight against a nation having a great might of war. تُقَاتِلُونَهُمْ أَوْ يُسْلِمُونَ. Either you will go against them in fighting or they will surrender. فَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا يُؤْتِكُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. At that time, if you obey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you very good reward. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا كَمَا تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And if you will turn your back as you turned your back before, يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah will chastise you with a very painful chastise. Most of the interpreters, they say that this refers to the journey of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Tabuk. When there was a confrontation between the Prophet of Allah on the one side and the Roman Empire on the other side. Now there was call for everyone to accompany him. So it is referring to this. A time will come when your iman will be again tested. And if you turn your backs at that time also, just as you turn your backs at the eve of this Sulh Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, then you know you will be chastised. لَيْسَ عَلَى الْعَمَى حَرَجٌ. There is no blame on the blind. وَلَا عَلَى الْعَرَجِ حَرَجٌ. Nor there is any blame on the lame. وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ. Nor there is any blame on someone who is sick. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, يُدْخِلُهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. He will make them enter the gardens underneath which rivers will be flowing. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّبْ. And whosoever turns his back, يُعَذِّبْهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. He will chastise them. He will chastise him with a painful chastisement. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with the believers. إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. When they were giving you, O Muhammad, their bayah under that tree. A small tree was there. The prophet sat under the shade of that tree, and then the first people coming one by one and giving their bayat to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is called bayat of Rizwan. 1400 or 1800 people gave their bayat to him. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah very well knew what was there in their hearts. Because till that time, treaty had not been concluded. And the rumor was that Hazrat Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه has been murdered. So it was to take an image. And this bayah was for fighting. Bayah al-Mawt. No one of us will go from here. Turn his back from the battlefield. Although we might be killed, all of us. So what was in their hearts, you know? The iman. And you know, the love of martyrdom, whatever you, how you pronounce it. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So he sent down calm on them. وَأَصَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then rewarded them with a very near treaty. Now this near treaty is either number one, the treaty himself, near victory. Either it is the treaty of Hudaybiyah or this is the victory of Khaybar, which is referred here. وَمَعَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً. And lot of points, تَاخُدْ يَاخُدُونَهَا, which they will take. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمًا. And verily Allah is all-powerful and all-wise. وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا. Allah has promised you more spoils that you will capture. And فَعَجَّلَ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ. And this victory at Hudaybiyah, He has hastened to you. وَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ. He withheld the hands of the people from you. لِتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So that this becomes a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. So that He guides you to the right path. وَأُخْرَى لَمْ تَفْتَرُوهَا. And other victory also, which you have not been able to achieve up till now. لَمْ تَفْتَرُوهَا. لَمْ تَفْتَرُوا عَلَيْهَا. قَدْ أَحَاطَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encompassed it. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. And verily Allah is powerful over everything. This is the conquest of Khaybar. وَلَوْ قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Had these disbelievers of Makkah fought you, لَوَلَّهُ الْأَدْوَارِ. They must have turned their backs to you. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا رَسِيلًا. And they would not have found after that for them any protector nor any helper. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And this is the rule and practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been there for all those people who were before. وَلَا تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. And you won't find for the practices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any change. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. And it is He who withheld your hands from them. وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ وَأَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. Their hands from you and your hands from them. بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ تَا. In the valley of Makkah. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَسْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Although He had granted you victory over them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want that there should be a fight. There should be a battle at that time. And there are coming, you know, what was the reason? This is given in the next ayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He stopped the hands of the kuffar and stopped the hands of the Muslims. So there was no fighting. Why? فَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. And whatever you were doing, Allah was seeing it. هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. It is they who have disbelieved, number one. وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And who have stopped you from the sacred mosque. Number two. These are the crimes of the people of Makkah. وَالْهَدِيَ مَعْكُوفًا. And the offerings, the sacrifices, they are also being withheld from reaching its place, that is Makkah. أَنْ يَبْلُغَ مَحِلَّهُ. وَلَوْلَا رِجَالٌ مُؤْمِنُونَ وَنِسَاءٌ مُؤْمِنَاتٌ. If there were no believing men and women in Makkah, لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ, whom you didn't know, antatauhum. There was every possibility that you would have trampled on them. When there is war, whosoever was in Makkah, you would have taken them to the kafirs, to unbelievers. They might have been killed at your hands. While they were Muslims, they couldn't make hijrah. They couldn't come to Makkah. They didn't have the means to travel to Makkah, for example. Laula rijalun mu'minuna wa nisa'un mu'minatun. If there were not the believing men and women, lam ta'lamuhum, whom you didn't know, antatauhum, there was a possibility that you would have trampled over them. Fatusibakum minhum auratan bighayri ilm. And thus there might befall upon you a guilt unknowingly. If that was not the case, we would have given you the clear victory after fighting. But we stopped fighting here. لَيُبْخِلُ fi rahmatihi مَنْ يَشَاءَ. So that Allah admits to His mercy whomsoever He likes. لَوْ تَزَيَّنُوا. If those Muslim and Mumin, women and men had separated themselves from these kuffar, absolutely, لَوْ تَزَيَّنُوا رَعَزَّبْنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. We would have chastised these unbelievers at this very moment with a very painful chastisement. But because they were mixed, and it was every possibility that they would have been killed. إِذْ جَعَلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ حَمِيَةَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ. When those who disbelieved had set up in their hearts pride and haughtiness of the pagan ignorance. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ. But Allah set down His calm and tranquility over His messenger and over the believers. وَالْزَبَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ تَقْوَىٰ. And made them stick to the word of piety. وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. But they had better right of it and they were worthy of it. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown His messenger a true vision. It was not wrong. Some people said, O Prophet, you said that you saw in the vision that we are performing Umrah. And now we are going without performing Umrah. So Allah is giving this answer. Only it has been delayed. Otherwise, the vision is absolutely correct. And you know, very soon, inshallah, you will enter the Masjid al-Haram. This is the ayah. لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown to His messenger the vision, the truth. لَقَدْ غُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. You will surely enter the sacred mosque, inshallah, if Allah wills. آمِنِينَ. Absolutely in peace. مُحَلِّقِينَ رَوْسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ. Getting your head shaved or your hair cut short. لَا تَخَافُونَ. You will have to fear none. فَعَلِمَ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُ. Allah knows what you didn't know. فَجَعَلَ مِنْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided before that a very near victory. Next year, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Muslims went there, and as it was settled, the pagans and the Mushrikeen of Makkah, they vacated Makkah altogether. They ascended the nearby mountains. For 3 days, there were the Muslims only. No kafirs. They performed the rites with full peace and calm. So before that, number one, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was declared to be a victory. Inna fatahna laka fatan mubeena. And number two, the conquest of Khaybar. This came before this Umrah. This is called Umratul Qaza. That Umrah which could not be performed, and they had to open their ihram without performing Umrah. Now the Qaza was, you know, that was done the next year. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِالْهُدَى, with the guidance, the total guidance, the final guidance, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and the true deen, the true system of justice, political, socio-economic justice, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so that He makes it supreme over the whole of the religions. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness and as a helper. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallazina ma'ahu, and those who are with him, that is the companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Ashidda'u alal kuffar. They are hard against the disbelievers. Duhama'u bainahum. Very merciful among each other, among themselves. Tara'u rukran. You see them either bowing before Allah, sujjadan, or prostrating before Him. Yamtahuna fadla min Allah wa ridwana. Seeking the bounty from Allah and His pleasure. Seemahum fi wujuhim min athari sujood. Their sign is in their faces. The effects of prostration. That is their dhalika masaluhum fi tawrat. This is their similitude in Torah. Wa masaluhum fi injil, as far their similitude in the gospel. Kazharin akhraja shatahu. Like a sown corn seed that puts forth its shoot. Kazharin akhraja shatahu. Fastaglada fastava ala sutuhi. And then strengthens it. And then it grows stout and rises straight on its stalk. Yojibu zurra, delighting the growers. So that yahiza bihimul kuffar. So that the disbelievers may be enraged and sorrowful. Now who is the Zurra? The Zara here is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this form is the Sahaba Ikram, Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now when he sees this garden, you know, there was a time when a very few people were with him. Even as I told you, 10 years after the beginning of Wahi, he couldn't have more than 125 people with him. But now, how many people are with him? So that the feeling, you know, is giving full harvest. And the grower, you know, he becomes delighted. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those who believe and do good deeds among them. مَغْفِرَةً, number one, forgiveness. And number two, Ajidan Azeema, and a very mighty reward. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Azeem, wa nafa'ni wa iyaakum bil ayati.